hell's going on, Spooky?
I've got a case. I need you, Danny.
Now I wasn't just uneasy. I was heading into full-blown alarmed.
What for?
I was curious, too. It wasn't like her to pussyfoot. She pushed the file toward me. There were only one or two clear spots. The rest of the desk taken up with paperwork, a nice custom Pentath computer deck, an inlaid wood box that probably held a mismatched double set of tarot cards. Gabe was secondarily talented as a tarot witch. An inbox buried under more paper, and two dusty, full bottles of brandy perched precariously near the edge. I scooped up the file.
You're a real lady of mystery, aren't you?
Flipped it open, the smooth manila giving under my black-painted nails. My back wasn't crawling with goose flesh. For some reason, my new demon body didn't have the reflex. But the sensation of prickling on my skin still remained. A human sensation I would have been glad for if it hadn't been so creepy. To feel goosebumps rising under your skin, but unable to press through to the surface, is weird. Like a phantom limb complete with ghost pain and a reflexive shudder. There were homicide Lay's photos.
Of course. Gabe is a necromance. What else?
The first photo was of a man. Or I assumed it was a man once I took a closer look at the shape.
Anubis.
The shapes snapped into a horrible picture behind my eyes. The worst part wasn't the loops of intestine or the pool of blood. The worst part was one outflung hand, unwounded, the fingers clutching air. The arm was a mess of meat, flayed off the glaring white bone.
Gods above, when was this?
4 months ago. Keep going.
Jace shifted slightly. He knew better than to ask. I'd give him the file when I was good and done. I flipped through a coroner's report, a standard parapsych incident report, the homicide report, neatly Lay's printed. No real leads, nothing much of interest except the savagery. Finally, I looked up at Gabe.
Well?
She pushed another file across her desk. With a sinking heart, I handed the first one to Jace and took the second. Gabe's eyes were dead level and gave nothing away.
This one's about 8 weeks old.
Damn!
For someone who had seen the type of carnage Jace Monroe had, it was almost a compliment. I flipped open the second file.
Fuck.
Paper stirred uneasily on her desk, stroked into motion by the tension in the air. This one was even worse if it were possible. The body lay exposed and raw, spread-eagled on what appeared to be a cement floor.
Look past the body.
It was hard, but I did. I saw the blurred edges of a chalk diagram right at the very margin of the photo. I flipped to the next one. The photographer had pulled back and I could see the chalk lines clearly. It was a double circle, inscribed with fluid, spiky runes that twisted from one form to another even as I watched. Even through the Lay's photo, they seemed to hum with malignant force. They weren't symbols I knew.
That's not from the Nine Canons.
My skin seemed to roughen with goose flesh again. I was secondarily talented as a rune witch, and the runes that made up the acceptable and studied branches of rune magic were mostly instantly recognizable to me. Most scions have a good working knowledge of the canons, since runes have been used since before the Awakening, when psionic and magical power began to be a lot more reliable and a lot stronger in certain talented humans. A rune used for so many years, for so many scions, is a good shortcut when you need a quick and dirty spell effect. Not to mention the major works of magic that required perfect performance of drawing, defining, naming, and charging runes. I reached up with my aching right hand and touched my left shoulder, massaging at the constant cold ache of the demon glyph through my shirt.
Looks like ceremonial work. The double circle in runes.
My eyes moved over the picture. A pile of something wrinkled laid off to one side.
Is that what I think? Oh, don't tell me it is.
The fucker flayed her.
Gabe pushed another file at me. My gorge rose. I squeezed it back down.
I don't throw up. I hate throwing up.
I was grateful that 30 years of that habit was hard to break. I scanned the remainder of the second file and handed it to Jace. Then I took the third one.
This one was last night. Brace yourself, Danny.
I opened the file and felt all the blood drain from my face.